You're listening to a Sunlife podcast. We pray you'll be blessed with the teaching of God's word. For more sermons, visit sunlife.org.au.
A couple of weeks ago, the Connect Group leaders, we all thought it was a great idea to go to Frio and participate in one of those escape rooms. We thought it would be a great idea if we all went to Frio and get divided up into different groups and get locked into different rooms and then try to escape the room. And obviously there were three groups and three rooms, and they looked at the people in each of the groups and decided, you know, who gets the easier room and who gets the more difficult room. And obviously yours truly gets the most difficult room, right? Anyhow, you're in this room and you've got to get out of the room. That's your mission. Your mission is to escape the room within 1 hour. And it's not that easy, because there are all these puzzles. You solve this puzzle here, and if you pass that, you get the next puzzle and you get the next. And each puzzle kind of builds upon one another to eventually you get a key which allows you to escape the room. I must say, out of the three rooms, your Connect Group leaders, no one escaped. Okay, we got stuck there. But to make life a bit easier, the organizer would give us this walkie-talkie. And he or she would say, look, whenever you get stuck, whenever you're facing a puzzle or a problem that you can't see around it, all you have to do is grab the walkie-talkie and just press and call for help. And as many times as you want. That's all you have to do. Hey, I'm at puzzle number two, and we're not quite sure what we see here. Where should we look? And someone will come in, and someone would show us and help us solve the problem. And eventually, you get to the next puzzle, and the next puzzle, and to the final key. You know, church is a bit like that. There's a mission. We're on a mission. And you know that the mission of Sun Life Church, and you know our mission statement for those who've been here long enough, is that we exist because we want to bring glory to God by making disciples through the gospel. That's our mission. You and I, if you call this church home, be here long enough and you will hear me just tell you that we're on mission. We're like in a room where we've got to escape. And if we don't remind ourselves that we're on mission, what happens is that we just come together, right? Every Sunday with our besties and sing a few songs and raise our hands and give money and pray a few prayers and have a cuppa and say hi to someone new and then go home. If we don't remind ourselves we're on mission, we'll be like this group of Connect leaders in a room forgetting that we've got to get out within an hour and busy going, oh, that's nice. Oh, I like the painting in that room. Oh, are you having a great time? I'm feeling a bit hot. Where's the air conditioning button? I mean, there are a lot of great things that we can do as a church. But unless we remind ourselves we're on mission, we may end up doing a lot of good things and not really achieve the task that God has set us to achieve. Now, I planted this church here nearly 8 years ago with this mission to see a church that's all about saving people. Because I believe that when people are saved, we bring glory to God. I went to that Franklin Graham last night, and on purpose, I sat at the very end, at the very, very top. And I watched down, and I just wanted to see people being saved. And I went there just to remind myself that God can save people. And He saved hundreds, maybe 1,000 people last night. And I said, God, I want that. I want that at Sun Life Church, because I know the more people who are saved, they're going to bring glory to you because their lives will be transformed. They'll bring glory to you. I want to see more people saved. If we are not in the game of seeing people saved, we're missing the mission. But we also know that we're also in the game of seeing people shepherd. Is that right? We want to see people discipled, because this church here is all about discipling one another. If I'm not intentional about seeing you grow in the Lord, then all we'll do is just come here and just be a group of besties having a great time. We're on mission. not only saving people, shepherding people, but we want to see people serving the mission. We kicked those three goals: saving people, shepherding people, serving people. Oh, wow. We're on task. And every year I go away, I pray to God, I grab my walkie-talkie, and I say, God, I need help here. I'm not quite sure what's next. I'm not quite sure where you want to take this church. God, I need help here. Can you please give me a vision or a picture of what this church should really focus on in the next year so that we're on mission? That's why every February, I remind you that this is what's next. Because what is a vision? A vision simply is seeing something. You know, I see this church here as being an influential church, a church with multiple campuses, Sun Life North, Sun Life South, the East, West, even Sun Life over, interstate. But I see this as being the hub here with multiple services on the weekend. That's the vision. But we're not there yet. But every year I say, God, what's next? What's the next thing that I have to focus on? Lord, I need help here, God. So I spent some time in prayer and fast, usually in March, April, in the beginning of the year. And I pray, and then I share it with the elders, and I share with the leaders. And I want to share with you, just to help you and I stay on course. And I always give you a word or a phrase that comes from God. And the focus for us this year, and the one word that you will hear us talk about week in and week out, is this word here, and it's the word community. Community is my next slide. Is community somewhere? Okay, somewhere. That's okay. There it is. And I'll talk to you a bit about that later on. Right? But I've got a gift for you. A gift. Because you know, every year, Vision Sunday, we give you a gift to help you, you know, remind yourself of the vision. Is that right? And I've watched enough of those Oprah and Ellen DeGeneres shows where if you look underneath your seat, there's a ticket to go to Hawaii. Whoa. We're not that rich. Don't look, because there's nothing there. Okay, there's nothing there. But I've got a gift for you that's already in your possession. Well, now that sounds pretty prophetic, huh? It's already in your pocket. Oh, I'm not a magician. But let me say, I've got a gift for you that you already have. That we're going to launch, here it is, our Sun Life official app. And this app here, let me explain, this app here will allow you to connect with the community here. Allow you to find communities to belong to. This app allows us to pray together. This app allows me to send messages to you. Say, hey, wake up! It's church! There's going to be all these notifications. You know, hashtag God is watching and so am I, big brother. So we've got an app now that we want you to download because it's a gift for you, but not only for you to take home tonight, but for you to tell your friends and get connected and be plugged into the community and let's grow together. So this is what you got to do. You can get your phone out. Do it if you want to do it. If you've got a smartphone, if you haven't got a smartphone, unfortunately, you can't download the app. But if you've got a smartphone, then you can download the app right now. This is probably the one time where you're allowed to pick up your phone during my sermon. Well, you go to number one, go back to the first step. All you got to do is go to the official app store. If you've got an Android, there's a store called Play Store. I know most of you don't have Androids here, but if you do, you go to the Play Store. But if you've got an app phone, you go to the app store and you just type church app. Simple as that. Church app. If you can't spell church app, it's on there. And then you look for Tidely and you just click install or get or download or yes please, whatever it is, you just can click on it right now. And once you do that, it's going to start installing. You might see a little circle that's like a clock. It's ticking, 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 ticking. Once you get to the end, you can press install. And now you get to the next step where you would have the app on your phone. But you've got to look for us. You've got to find Sun Life Church. So to do that, you have to click church nearby or nearby churches. And since you're right here, you like that? Since you're right here, you can only find Sun Life Church. You like that?
Oh, very good.
Okay, I'm pretty good, eh? Yeah. since you're right here and you can't escape me, you can only install Sun Life. Okay, so now you've installed the Sun Life Church. You just click yes, install, and now you have an app where if you look carefully in the app, you'll like this feature in the app. You can send prayer requests. You can look for a connect group. You can actually give online. You can also even listen to the sermons. But you can actually even have notes. If you click on the notes right now, click on notes, you will find the notes for this morning's sermon. You can add your own notes. Yep, you can begin to add your notes. You begin to go, oh wow, I'm listening to what Pastor has to say. I'm going to add some pointers to remind myself so I can discuss it in my connect group. Okay, I know for some of you, you like to write, which is fine. But for those who likes to use your phone, you can do that. We've got daily devotion as well. So in other words, to encourage you to read the Bible, you can just go to daily devotion and read what's happening to help you grow in the Lord. There's a news feed, all the upcoming events, all the blogs, social media feeds, it's all there, all the prayer points, all there to help you find your community and get connected to this church here. If you have problems downloading the app, find someone after the service. Maybe Ernest is the one. Where is Ernest, by the way? Where is Ernest? Ernest is like, give Ernest a round of applause. He is the brains trust behind this. And I thank God for you, Ernest, because I have no idea how to do this, but you sure know how to make me look good. Okay? So tap on the app. Hands up, show of hands, who've got the app, by the way. Great! Hallelujah. I'm seeing you in heaven. Okay? Now, hands up those who can click on the notes section and see this morning's notes. Yeah, come on. So the only time now, if you pick up your phone when I'm preaching, is because you're taking notes. I'm trusting you. Hashtag God's watching. I'm trusting you. If you are phone out and social media, whatever, I can't tell, but God can. All right, take notes. So why community? Why community? What's that got to do with us being on mission? I read a great quote during the week. You see this quote in the app or on the screen behind me. I have but one candle of life to burn, and I would rather burn it out in a land filled with darkness than in a land flooded with light. I mean, that is so true. If our lives are these candles, may we burn it in a place where it's filled with darkness. If all we do is come here and have a great time, sing a few songs, listen to what I have to say, give and serve and say hi to someone and do nothing and not be on mission, then all we are just candles burning in a land flooded with light. What's the point? Life is too short. And the reason why you and I have to be a community and to find a community to belong, it's simply this, is because when we belong to a community, it's going to give us the life that God wants us to live. A community is life-giving. That's what it is. When you belong to a community and there are people loving you, encouraging you, you are going to have the life that God wants you to live. And when you are living that life, and when you are growing, and when you are maturing, what happens is that you will be on mission. But when you don't have the life, and when you don't have the growth, well, we're not on mission. And this church here, if we are not living the life that God wants us to live, if we are not growing the way we ought to grow, we will not be on mission. And I've seen so many churches like that. Over the years, it just gets smaller and smaller and smaller. People are not growing. People are decaying. People are dying. I want to explain that in the text this morning. If you have your Bible, go to Romans chapter 12, verses 8 to 4. It's on your app. It's on the screen behind me. This is Paul writing to the Christians in Rome. Romans 12. Verses 4 to 8. Let me take the first two verses. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. You see, Paul here is using the analogy of the human body and the community of faith in Rome. Because you need to understand, in Rome, it was a church where they had lots of different people, Italians and Greeks and Jewish people, and they were all different. And Paul would say that the community of faith in Rome is like a human body. Many different parts. And these parts have to be together. They have to belong together. If they don't belong together, the body would not function. And the body is only healthy when the parts are healthy and when the parts are together. That's what Paul is saying right there. I mean, in the human body, if one part of the body is injured or infected or, I guess, removed from the body, the quality of life diminishes. Is that right? And that's what Paul is saying right here. He says to the church in Rome, you have to find the community here as being your body. You need one another. You belong here. You are family. And that's the same for you and I. When I look down here, I look at this church here. We're all different. People from different backgrounds, different upbringing. We've got teachers and doctors and single mums and those who are unemployed. We have students. We have those doing so well in life, those struggling in life. We're all different. But we have one thing in common. And Paul says this in verse 5. So in Christ, we, though many, form one body. In Christ. When you are in Christ, you're one body. And if you love Jesus, and you belong to Jesus, and you've been baptized into the family, we are all in this together, and we need to find that community so that we will be healthy. And when you are growing and when you are healthy, this church will be a healthy place and this church will be on mission. But when you are not growing and when you are not healthy, this would not be a healthy place and we would never be on mission. We'll probably be on survival mode, just trying to get by week in and week out. That's why we have to be in community. Paul would put it this way in 1 Corinthians 12:13. For we were all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body. There it is. In Christ, you're baptized one Spirit to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free. And when you become a Christian, God's desire is for you to find your community here. That's God's desire. I mean, it would break my heart if one of you one day said, well, Pastor Ben, I really love Sun Life Church. I really love what God is doing here, but I don't want to find my community here. Pastor Ben, you know, don't even think about inviting me to serve. I don't want to serve. I like this church, but I don't want to get involved. I don't want to serve. Pastor Ben, don't even get me to attend a Connect group. I don't want to belong to a Connect group. Don't get into my space. Don't get into my world. I mean, I love the church. I know that I'm part of the family here. I know that we are family. But, you know, you do your thing and I do my thing. Don't get into my space. Don't get into my world. Leave me alone. That would break my heart. That is like one part of the body saying, you know what? I'm part of the body. The large intestine. I'm part of the body, but I don't want to do my thing. I don't want to get involved. And you all know what happens when the large intestine's not working. We're all in trouble. We're all in trouble. And that's the same with you and I. If we want to be on mission, if we want to grow, if we want to do something special for the glory of God, then you and I have to belong and we have to find our community and we have to love one another and accept one another and embrace one another. And let's do this because we don't have much time. You need to find your community. I mean, there's so many community out there. I mean, I don't know. You may come here on Sunday, but that's the only time you spend at Sun Life Church because there's another community out there you really enjoy. I don't know. The community of online gaming. I like that community a lot better. I like to get up at 3 a.m. in the morning and just play games with my friends in the States. Some people love that, and that's their community. Or maybe the community of work. Because I really like my profession. And I really love my colleagues. And I just think about work all the time. And that's my community. The community of career or the community of social media or the community of just being alone. I don't like to be with other people. Just leave me alone. I just like to do things myself. There's so many communities out there, but let me say this, that if you do not belong to this community, you are not going to help us be on mission. If you belong to another community out there and you find your purpose out there, good on you. But what will happen is that you'll end up pursuing the mission of that community and not the mission of what God is doing here at Sun Life Church. That's why I say to you, you've got to find your community here. We have to be a group of people with a desire to see people saved, to see people shepherd, to see people serving the mission. And if we can't find our community here, if we are not growing here, if we're not having the life that God wants us to live here, why would we even want to entertain with this mission here? Why would I want to come here and serve here? Why would I want to see people saved? Why? Why? That's not my mission. But I say to you that if you love Sun Life Church and God has saved you and you belong here, then you need to find your community so that you are living the life that God wants you to live and that you are growing. And if you're healthy, we're healthy. And if we're healthy, we're on mission. And if we're not healthy, we're not on mission. We just float around until the day God shuts the church. We're on mission. But if you belong to this community, wow, that's exciting. If you belong to a group of people where they are encouraging you, they're challenging you, they're keeping you accountable, you would experience that life that God wants you to live. That life that Jesus talks about in John 10, where he says that I have come that they may have life and life to the full. That life that he wants you to live, that life with purpose, that life with meaning, you would experience that life if you're willing to find a community here at Sun Life Church. And I see that throughout the whole Bible. I see that God wants us to find people who are godly people who would encourage us to live that life that God wants us to live. Because the evil one, what he wants us to do is not live the life that God wants us to live. You've been saved by God, and there's a life that you ought to live, a life with purpose, a life with meaning, but the evil one, he doesn't want you to live that life. So what he's going to do, he's going to surround you with other people with a different mission, with a different agenda, and you still live a life, you still go to church, you still sing a few songs, you still serve and give, but it's not the life that God wants you to live. The author of Proverbs 13 says this, "He who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm." It's so obvious. Who you associate with will really dictate your mission and vision in life. The wise, you grow wise. And Paul would say this in 1 Corinthians 15. Bad company corrupts good character. The community you belong to can either give you life or take away life. I was talking to this business owner maybe a month ago. He doesn't know me, I don't know him. And we're just chatting, and you know, I just love to chat to people, and that's just how it is. And he asked me, you know, what do I do for a living? And I said, I'm a church minister, I'm a pastor. And as soon as I said I'm a pastor, he automatically told me the story of his younger brother. He said, I have a younger brother who was into drugs and crime, and he met Jesus. And when he met Jesus, he was surrounded by these great Christians and he was in a church and his life was completely flipped upside down. He was completely changed, radically transformed. In fact, it was so amazing that some of the church pastors would invite him to come and share his story to the congregation. And I'm going, wow, I want this guy's detail. You know, I want to let him share his story to my church. And then he said a swear word. Okay, all right. But this happened. I said, what happened? He goes, after probably 2.5 years, my younger brother met up with some of his old friends. Not so good friends from the past. And I said, and what happened next? He goes, well, then within 3 months, he's back in that life of drugs and crime. And then I could see his eyes just welling up, and he's about to cry now. And he says, well, my brother today is in prison. He's back in prison. In fact, he'll be released later this year. He goes, but if only he never associated with that group. And why do I tell you that? It's because whoever you associate with, whatever community you belong to, you show me your friends, you show me your company, and there's a very good chance I could show you where you're going. You know, you may say, well, this is my community here, and I come here, but all you do is come here on Sunday, and you're not in a small group, you're not in a serving community, but you have another community out there that is always talking about money, or always talking about career, or always talking about sleeping around, or buying the next boat, whatever it may be. I will guarantee you that becomes your mission and vision. But if you find your community here, where we're going to speak love and truth to you, and remind you that we're on mission, I believe that you would live the life that God wants you to live. I believe that you will be healthy, will be healthy, and will be on mission. Here's the reason why. As I read through Romans chapter 12, God begins to promise us that in His community, He gives us gifts to help us live the life we ought to live. Romans 12, 6 to 8. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, then do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. You see that? You see what Paul is saying? In God's community, not out there, in this community, I am giving gifts based on my grace to help my people live the life that they ought to live. He begins to say there are speaking gifts like prophesying and teaching and encouraging. He begins to say there are service gifts like serving, contribution, leading, showing mercy. And these are all gifts from God. God's gracious gift. Not to destroy us, not to break us or harm us or hurt us. These are life giving gifts so that we would live the life that God wants us to live. And when we are living that life and when we are growing, we will be on mission. That's why we have to belong in a community. I don't know about you, but the last time someone encouraged me, wow, I left that meeting encouraged. I left that meeting with a hope in my stride the last time someone encouraged me. Or when someone led me somewhere, I don't know about you, but I was very glad that they took me to a place that I've never been before. And I'm so glad that I'm not there, but I'm here today because they led me somewhere. Or the last time when someone showed mercy on me, they gave me mercy, I was more grateful. It builds me up. It gives me life. It gives me hope. It keeps me moving forward. And I live for Him and I'm on mission. That's why God says, you've got to find your community. You've got to belong because it's life-giving. And I want to be honest with you right here, that if you come to this church, you're going to be sick and tired of me this year saying, find a community. You're going to be so sick and tired of it where you say, okay, Pastor, I give up. I'm going to find a community to belong to. Otherwise, I'll get Jasmine to hunt you down because I know that Jasmine can really make you give in. All right, is she here? No, she's not here. You understand that? Because I'm going to tell you this year, you're going to find your community, because when you're in your community, there's all these wonderful gifts that's going to help you grow, help you enjoy and experience the life that God wants you to live, right? And you're going to help me achieve what God wants us to achieve here at Sun Life Church. You're going to go to yourself, wow, I'm so glad I'm in that community. You know, before I was thinking like that, or spending money that way, or I was worshipping that idol, or I behaved in such a way like this, I've always dreamt of that, but today it's different. Today God has changed me. That's what we call Christian maturity. That's what we call growing in the Lord. That's what we call God changing us so that we don't live for our personal mission or personal vision, but we live for something greater, which is God's mission and vision here at Sun Life Church. And that only takes place when you're in a community. That only takes place when there's someone who's going to speak into your situation, who's going to encourage you, who's going to open the Word with you, who's going to ask you tough questions. Hey, have you been reading your Bible? Hey, have you been praying? Hey, have you been loving your husband? Have you been loving your kids? Hey, how are you going with your temper? Hey, how are you going with that issue you're having? You know what? It's not going to take place unless you're in a community. And when you grow, and when you're healthy, this place grow, and this place be healthy. And we'll be on a mission. You find yourself proclaiming the good news more. You find yourself sharing the gospel more. You know, I want to encourage you that this year we have 18 connect groups. 18 connect groups for our church, our size. But you know that the connect groups are only for those in the adult ministry. In other words, if you're 26 plus, there are 18 small communities for you to get plugged in. And I'm not even satisfied. I was praying for at least 20. So I see that from now to mid-year, which is in another 5 months' time, we'll get another 2 connect groups and get my 20. I see that. I see these pockets of people coming together around the Word of God, encouraging each other. And I was told just last night, you like this, 117 people in our church already in a small group. 117. Now, I'm not including next generation. I'm not including 0 to 26. We already have 100 people there in that ministry. Our church is already 250, right? Yeah? And so, forget about children. Forget about youth and young adults. That's 100 there, at least. Park them aside, because they're all connected. They're in their small community. I mean, the kids right now, they're behind the curtain enjoying their community. The youth, we're meeting on Friday night. Young adults, we saw the launch soon, right? So they'll have their community. But the majority of us, all those here, in this room here, 117 of you are already in a small group. That's amazing. Someone asked me, Ben, how many connect groups do you have? I said, at least 18. He says, what do you mean by that? Well, 18 connect groups within the adults ministry. I'm not including connect groups with young adults. I'm not including connect groups with kids. And he was blown away. He goes, how big is your church? I said, around 250. He goes, 250? And you've got that amount of connect groups? I said, yeah, because we're pushing community. He goes, I'm 200 and I've only got 5. I said, well, you've got to push community. You've got to tell your people the importance of belonging in a small group so that if they are healthy, if they are growing, they will be on mission with you. And I thank God for those leaders. I thank God for those who signed up. And I want to make those who are not signing up feel that you need to sign up. That you need to go to the app and find the connect page and go, you know what, I'm going to go with that person. Because if you want to be helping me achieve the mission of bring glory to God by making disciples, you need to be in a small group community. Now we've got our next generation community. I see as a vision that my kids who are in the Sun Life Kids Ministry loving their community. I see kids who are excited to come on Sunday. I see kids who are waking up their parents and saying, Mom and Daddy, I want to go to church because it's my community and I love it there. Why are you sleeping in, Mom and Daddy? I want my kids to get the app out and say, Mom and Dad, there's a notification that we're going to be at church soon. Get out of bed. That's what I want. Tim, you got to train the kids to think like that, Tim. And I see youth. I see these wonderful young people from Aramore coming here and meeting Jesus. And I see young adults. I see Leaderville coming here. That's another community. But I see more. I see a second community on a Sunday. We got the first community here, 2:50 in the morning. I see a second community launch later this year, 5 o'clock here. Another community. Why? Because I want to reach another group of people. I want to have community for people to belong. So I'm going to have a second service. One in the morning, one in the evening. Come on! Why am I doing this? Because I believe that when we find a community, we will have the life that God wants us to live. We'll be healthy. We're growing. We're on mission. That's what I see. That's what God has showed me. And I'm excited that there's more. I also see more service ministry communities being birthed. Right now, there's many areas for you to serve, whether it's kids or welcome or logistics or admin. I see more being birthed so that you can say, yes, I belong to a community that's investing in me. That's my connect group. And I'm belonging to a community that's investing in others. That's my service community. And I believe with all my heart, when you do that, we are going to have a great time serving the Lord together. That's the vision. Community. Find a community, belong to community, and may God grow us as a church. Amen? I'm going to do something quite awkward right now. Hands up if you belong to a small group community or belong to a service community serving. Can I just see a show of hands? Anyone? Praise God. Put your hands down. That's the majority. You're on mission with me. You're on mission with me. Let's do this. Let's see this baby grow from strength to strength. Let's see multiple services. Let's see campuses. Let's see God do the miraculous. Let's see what we saw last night at the Franklin Graham, that God will save many through the ministry of Sun Life Church. Amen. Let me pray for you. Father God, I thank you so much for what you're doing here. I know that you're up to something special. And I pray for this church. I pray for us to continue to find our community, for us to belong and be part of something special, that we're all on mission, every single one of us. Bless me in my leadership as I lead your people, that we would never just cruise, that we never just maintain, but rather grow from glory to glory, strength to strength, as we begin to see you allow us to find our community and be the community for Leaderville and beyond. May you begin to allow the vision to come to pass, Lord, that I would see 20 connect groups by mid-year, that I would see a thriving kids, youth, young adults, next generation community, that I would see a second service at 5 o'clock on Sunday, that I would see more ministry groups are being birthed and more opportunity for people to serve. Thank you so much. Thank you for what you're doing here. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.